Steve Gruber Show. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. Heading back to 1968 for this one. Simon and Garfunkel hitting number one of the charts on this day, way back when, with Mrs. Robinson, featured in the film The Graduate. The song earned the duo a Grammy Award for Record of the Year in 1969. Covered in the 1990s by the band The Lemonheads. Had a decent-sized, at least, college rock, indie rock hit with that. Simon and Garfunkel took it to the top of the charts in 1968. On this day, Mrs. Robinson. Scott Bertram in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show. Talk with Ambassador, former Congressman Francis Rooney. In about 10 minutes or so, we'll ask him about this debt ceiling deal, which passed yesterday. 314 to 117 was the vote margin, the Fiscal Responsibility Act. Majorities from both parties, opposition from, yes, far-left Democrats and some of the more conservative Republicans in the House. But 314 to 117 is a pretty decent majority out of a divided House. The bill now heads to the Senate. Chuck Schumer wants a vote on it on Friday. Congress needs to send an agreement to Biden's desk by Monday. Or, Janet Yellen has said, the government won't be able to pay bills coming due. It doesn't appear there will be a problem meeting that deadline. 71 Republicans voting against the bill, 46 Democrats voting against the bill. Tim Scott, Ron DeSantis, both on the record saying no, there would have been no votes on this matter. I want to hear from both Kevin McCarthy, and I think we'll have time to hear from Mike Lee as well. We'll see how the time goes. A short one here from Kevin McCarthy first. This is how he started his press conference after the vote yesterday. A little celebration victory lap for Kevin McCarthy, cut one.
I wanted to make history. I wanted to do something no other Congress has done. That we would literally turn the ship. That for the first time in quite some time, we'd spend less than we spent the year before. Tonight, we all made history. Because this is the biggest cut and savings this Congress has ever voted for. And it's not that we're just voting for it. This is going to be law. $2.1 trillion.
Turning the ship might be a bit of an overstatement. And putting it into law, yes, for year one and year two, but we know that the years after that are essentially mere suggestions for where budgets should be. So to keep those in line, it's important that Republicans maintain majorities in the House. So keep an eye on that. More from Kevin McCarthy yesterday. He had talked about the lack of communication between him and the president and how the deal went down. This is cut two, Kevin McCarthy.
But when I finally got to meet with the president, we couldn't talk about the entire budget. We couldn't talk about and look at places that we could have savings. We could only focus on 11% of the budget. But in that 11%, not only did we give you the greatest savings in American history, there's going to be people who are on welfare today that will no longer be on welfare, that they will find a job because of the work requirement. And not just when they find that job, their self-worth, their attitudes are going to change. They're going to believe in themselves. They're going to be able to buy a house, send their kids to college because of the vote we took tonight. Because of the vote we took tonight, the largest rescissions in American history. All the COVID money, the billions of dollars sitting out there that they said they would never bring back. You know what? To the taxpayer, to you hardworking Americans, we stood for you. We brought that money back. For those who are afraid that they're going to get audited because the president wants to have 87,000 new IRS agents, right now he has zero. We took every single dollar they were going to hire somebody this year away. And I promise you, I'll be back next year and next year and next year. Because I believe government should be here to help you, not go after you. We didn't just take the money from this year. We took another $20 billion. We capped the ability of growth of spending in government for the next 6 years.
All right, there's Kevin McCarthy, Speaker, taking a victory lap yesterday. It's his bill, his compromise, his deal. He loves it. Who doesn't love it? Well, among them, Senator Mike Lee. speaking on the floor of the Senate yesterday. I'm assuming he's a no vote. That should take place on Friday, as I mentioned. But Senator Mike Lee already speaking out against this debt ceiling deal yesterday. Mike Lee, cut one.
Regrettably, the lopsidedly negotiated Fiscal Responsibility Act, as it's called, heralded by Speaker McCarthy and President Biden, fails to provide the respite our nation desperately needs. Rather than offering substantive solutions to tackle the root causes of our fiscal woes, it appears to be a palliative pill. It's a bad deal for America, a missed opportunity to confront our challenges, an abdication of our responsibility to protect Americans' economic security and well-being. We can and must do better, Madam President. We must abandon the complacency that's brought us to this point and chart a new course, a course that values something approaching fiscal sanity. We can no longer afford to settle for half measures or short-term fixes. We desperately need a comprehensive and responsible plan, one that addresses the root causes of our fiscal predicament, curtails the bloated bureaucracy, and empowers American families once again to thrive. It's time to go back to the drawing board. Failure to do so, and to do so right now at this very moment, is to ignore the lessons of history. And so, Madam President, I must express my profound disappointment over the Orwellian-named Fiscal Responsibility Act.
I'm not sure it's quite as bad as the quote-unquote Inflation Reduction Act, which was all essentially green spending, climate change, hand-wringing. But Mike Lee also does not like the name of this bill either, the Fiscal Responsibility Act. It's passed the House. Senate gets it likely on Friday. Then to the president's desk. The deal will get done. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. This is the Steve Gruber Show.